Welcome to The Unseen Journey, a podcast dedicated to supporting veterans and their families as they navigate life after the military. We feature mental health experts, stories of resilience against invisible wounds and injuries, as well as practical tools for reacclimation. The Unseen Journey, brought to you by Operation Red Wings Foundation.
And hello, everyone. I am your host, Guy, and I'm joined with another special guest today. Tanya, how's it going, Tanya?
Going well. Thank you for inviting me.
Good. I'm glad to have you on. So real quick, before we kind of jump into our conversation, if it's your first time joining us as a listener to The Unseen Journey, do us a favor, reach down there, hit the like and subscribe button. While you're down there, there's a link. You can check out Operation Red Wing Foundation, our sponsor, who does free retreats for veterans, their spouses, couples, and families. It's really cool. And one of the neat things about ORW Foundation Retreats is we feature a neat little device known as the Alpha Stem. And I happen to have mine right here that I got courtesy of learning about it at an individual mail retreat and then getting it from the VA. That's where you come in, right, Tanya?
Yes, sir. I've been with Electromedical Products International for going on 20 years. And had the privilege to work with the government patients and helping them get Alpha Stem.
That's awesome. So before we kind of jump into the Alpha Stem and what the device is and does and all those kinds of things, tell us a little bit about you, some of your kind of background. I know you said you're working for the medical device company now, but kind of give us a little bit about you.
Yeah, so it's interesting. My background is more business. I was in law enforcement for 10 years. And so when I came into EPI and they were looking at getting into the market to be able to help the veteran and the active duty service members, it was an easy fit for me because I already had that experience and kind of that culture through being in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. Plus, I had a desire to help, you know, in this area. So from there, I got into EPI and we got our contract with the federal government in 2006. And that's when I started in and helping get into the VAs and the DODs. And it's just been a wonderful journey since then.
That's awesome. And so glad that you did. And you're right. There is a lot of similarities and connections there with law enforcement, you know, kind of background in the military background. In fact, very commonly we see veterans migrate over to law enforcement or law enforcement migrate over. Or I know I've got a buddy out in Texas who is full-time law enforcement and is in the Texas National Guard. So he's kind of wearing both hats. You know?
They definitely are similar and blend well.
Oh yeah, for sure. How was the experience in law enforcement for the 10 years? How was that one?
You know, I love that community. The community is awesome. I actually am a first responder mom and mother-in-law as well. So I've got a son who's a cop and I've got a son-in-law who is a captain in the fire department. So that's still part of my everyday life. My reasoning for moving away from it is having children, trying to get them raised. And I'm really soft-hearted. And so I'm better on the side of let me help you than having to do the other things that they get to do.
That's fair. That's super fair. And that all makes a lot of sense. And the other job you moved into, being a mom, is not an easy job either. But it sounds like you did well. It sounds like you did well. So tell us a little bit about this device here, the Alpha Stem. What is it? You know, what do we even use it for?
Yeah, so Alpha Stem is a microcurrent device that's FDA cleared for anxiety, insomnia, and pain. Microcurrent being that that is the output of it, and it's got a wide range of frequencies, so we're able to speak the language of the brain and the body in order to take care of the anxiety, insomnia, and pain. How it's applied is in two different ways. You have ear clip electrodes that actually attach to the earlobes. And oftentimes people say, what are you listening to? And you're not listening to anything. You're just receiving the treatment. Yeah. Thank you for showing that.
Yeah.
And then for the pain treatment, it's applied with probes or pin-looking like instruments where we direct that patented waveform through the pain area. And the pain relief after just 1 2-5 minute protocol can last anywhere from 10 minutes to 2 days. So it's really effective with all of these indications.
Yeah, for sure. So I got introduced to the Alpha Stim when I went to my individual male retreat. It, again, previously was Lone Survivor Foundation, now Operation Red Wings Foundation. Right. And it was an interesting introduction and experience with the Alpha Stim. Mm-hmm. So my introduction was awesome. Jason was our yogi who also kind of introduced us to the Alpha Stim. And I used it the first time and, you know, probably classical mistake, right? Like veteran dude, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to turn it on max and we'll just go for it.
Very common for it to be turned up too high because you think you're tough enough to handle it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I honestly, I was like, you know, because they, Jason was kind of explaining like, oh, you know, you should feel kind of the waves, that kind of like harmony feeling.
Perfect.
And I was like, yeah, I got nothing. Mm-hmm. What was interesting though, over the course of the weekend, and I'm specifically referring to, I'm not referring to the pain clips that you had mentioned. I'm specifically referring to the ear clips, right?
Mm-hmm.
Being a veteran that deals with, you know, the chronic pain, anxiety, depression, PTSD, that kind of stuff. And what was interesting was as I used it through the course of the weekend, multiple times, it probably took me about, I'm going to say, I don't know, maybe like 4-ish sessions to find my right setting. Mm-hmm. And when I did, it was a game changer. And here's what I mean. I was at an individual male retreat. There were 11 males. Never would I ever, before the Alpha Stim, without my dog, I'll phrase it that way, which I got much later after my Alpha Stim, have just fallen asleep in the common room, right? And I hooked up my Alpha Stim on that, I believe it was my 4th session, Saturday night. And I was sitting in a chair in one of the common rooms and I hit that wave pattern and I was like, cool. I'm just, you know, going to do like a, I think I was going to try to go for like a 20-minute protocol or 10 minutes, something like that. And, man, boom, I went to sleep and I woke up the next day, like still in the chair. And I was like, did I just do that? Did I just sleep in this chair in a common room when there's 11 other, you know, seemingly strangers, although we had already spent, you know, a couple of days together at that point. And it was awesome. It was awesome. So tell us a little bit more about kind of, you know, you mentioned like the waves and totally.
So to talk about the application, it would be putting the ear clip, you know, you have to put solution on the felt and then put the ear clips on the earlobes. You're going to increase the intensity until you feel slightly lightheaded, kind of like what you were talking about, the waves or like we say, a rocking of a boat. And then you're going to decrease it just below that threshold. That's going to give you your intensity level. Everybody's different. So that's why we try to find your tolerance to know what that level is. And depending on the level of the intensity will be how much time you need. So if it's 2.5 or above on the intensity bar, which is 250 microamps or above, you'll likely get a complete treatment in 20 minutes. If it's 1 or 2, you may have to go 40 to 60 minutes. It's just mainly making sure you get a complete treatment. I like your descriptions about using it several times before you got to that point where you fell asleep, because insomnia is our indication that I call least predictable, not least effective. It just means that it's not going to be like a sleeping pill that when you take that and use it for the first time that you're going to sleep fabulously that night. Although we do hear many patients say that they did, but with some, it takes a more time or more treatment for them to get back into balance where they can go to sleep naturally. So that's the difference between Alpha Stim and a pain and a sleeping pill is that, you know, we're trying to get your brain back into balance where it's not just going to put you to sleep.
Yeah. And, you know, as an individual who's had experience with both sleeping medication and the alpha stim, I'm going to say another big difference is the way you feel that next morning. Mm. I know off of sleeping medications, the next morning, it is an absolute struggle for me to get out of the bed, feel like I can get going, get my energy levels where I need them. It feels totally different off the alpha stim. When I wake up the next day, I'm like, hey, I actually had a good night's sleep. It's easy for me to get up. You know, I still go get that first cup of coffee. However, like the lag that comes from sleeping medication and all the negative sides, you don't get off of the alpha stim. You only get the positive sides.
Right.
And so I do think it's important to point that out.
Well, and I'd like to share with you today a self-report or post-market survey that was actually published in the Army Medical Journal. And it does show all three of our indications, anxiety, insomnia, and pain. And since we're specifically talking about insomnia, I want to point out those results there. So what was done in this post-market survey is they came in and they looked at the data through WebMD for the drugs most commonly used for these indications. And with insomnia, you can see that we, alpha stim, whether it be our civilian population that reported or whether it be our active duty service members, had significant improvement over Lunesta and Sonata. So alpha stim is a great option. And as you pointed out, without the side effects that they have or the drugginess that at morning after feeling.
Yeah, for sure. And I also noticed kind of another benefit. I haven't heard you mention it. I'm going to make an assumption it's in there, though, is it's been helping with my headaches as well. You know, not like my big, major, crazy ones, but you know, kind of like instead of having that constant flow of headaches, when I'm using my alpha stim routinely, you know, like nightly, I'm noticing, you know, I sleep way better. And then I'm also noticing that I'm not having the frequency of those smaller headaches.
Well, and, you know, it isn't one of our indications, but you think about it, when you sleep better or you're less anxious, you're likely not going to have the headaches like you're talking about. Those things impact them. So is it possible that what we do know we affect is also helping in that area? Yes.
Yeah. So I know the alpha stim is significantly different than, say, like a tennis unit. And I just kind of want to point this out for some of our listeners, because a lot of people are probably thinking about like a tennis unit, like you go to Walmart or CVS or whatever. And they're like, I don't even know. I think they're all the way down to like $10 now, yeah. $10, $15,
$20. And I get that question a lot. So I'll be glad
to answer
that. So typically how I respond is that, you know, apples and oranges are both fruit, but they're very different. So alpha stim is an electrical device, and so is the TENS device that you're talking about that's over the counter, but we're very different. So with a TENS device, it's a counter irritant for pain, and so it's sending in electrical stimulation that's strong enough that the brain's paying attention to it, is the theory, instead of to the pain signal that's going to the brain. With alpha stim, we're using a patented waveform to normalize that pain signal, or, you know, bring our brain back into balance, which a TENS device obviously isn't approved for the head. So I would say those are the biggest differences there. Hopefully that helps.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I think it's awesome to point out. I can also say that where TENS units have failed me in the past, the alpha stim with the pain probes, and I apologize, I didn't bring my pain probes in here, has done great things for me, right? Even going so far as to say, you know, Kelly, my wife, who she no longer has an ACL in one of her legs, right? Like it's completely gone through years of sports and being rough on her body. Mm-hmm. However, when she uses the pain probe, you know, she'll go get a shot, and then as the shot starts to wear off, you know, as it's wearing off, using those pain probes works night and day for her, right? And it's the same with me and kind of like my hip. It's night and day when you start using, especially when you're using the pain probes or the alpha stim itself on a regular basis.
What I was going to say about the probes is that also with the TENS device, it works when it's on. But with AlphaStim, it's a cumulative and long-lasting effect. So as I said, it can last anywhere from 10 minutes to 2 days. And then as you use it, typically that pain relief is going to last longer.
I think that's a great point. I think, and I totally have experienced this right with my AlphaStim usage, is the more consistent regularly I use it, it is absolutely improving my quality of sleep. It's also improving my next day wake up, which for a lot of people, right, that chaos in the morning, I've got a 9-year-old and a 12-year-old, right? You get up, you got that chaos in the morning. That can either set up for a really bad day or that can set up for a really good day. Right. And so,
For them and for you.
So that consistency and that added benefit, I have noticed, you know, it does, you're right, it does add up over time. Real quick before we continue discussing the AlphaStim, I just would invite all of our new listeners to do me a favor, reach down there, hit the like and subscribe button. If you're interested in learning about the AlphaStim, do it this way. If you're a veteran or a spouse of a veteran, get on the link to ORW Foundation, come to one of our retreats, learn about it, right? And then also, you know, get one through the VA, right? Or probably at any other medical provider. I don't know. How do people generally go about getting their AlphaStim?
So there are many ways. When we're talking about the veteran population, obviously the VA is the preferred avenue. In that avenue, which I'm assuming most of your veterans know, they already have to be part of the system to be able to get it. I will tell you that the easiest route in getting it through the VA is on the pain side, like if you're going in for pain, as opposed to the mental health side. It also depends on where you are in the country and how it's being used. I'll tell you, we've got utilization all over this nation, but it's not all the same. I think the common motto or, you know, theory of the VA is when you've seen one VA, you've only seen one VA. But, you know, we do have utilization there and pain is normally the easier pathway in. It doesn't mean that you can't get it for mental health. It's just that's normally the easiest pathway. The other thing is the community care networks. If you're already going through a community care network provider, we can help you with that process. So our team has been working really hard for many years to help veterans have access to AlphaStim. And I would suggest that if they're not able to get into one of your retreats, that they contact us and our team will work with you. We'll connect you with the local rep there and we'll try to figure out how to make that pathway easy. Now, outside of that, if you don't qualify to get it through the VA, we offer a self-purchase discount because we appreciate what you've done for us and for our country. And our team can help with that as well.
Yeah, and I will say one of the coolest, so I was able to get mine through the VA. Mm-hmm. I don't remember, well, the VA has kind of like a newer section, and I've got to think of the name of it, where they're starting to kind of get into doing more sort of alternative.
Oh, whole health, medicine. I bet is what you're talking about.
Thank you. That's it, whole health. Yeah. So that was the doctor that worked with me with my AlphaStim. I don't remember if the initial referral was through mental health or whether it was for the pain. I had all four of my, you know, little sheet for give me an AlphaStim. Yeah. Here's the things it'll help with. Okay. Yeah. I've got all those. Yeah. And the cool thing for veterans that don't know yet through whole health, right? So when you use this AlphaStim, I'm going to kind of plug in a piece here, right? So I should have little like pads here that go under my ear. And then there's like a gel, like the conduction gel is kind of how I understand
solution.
It.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And whole health through the VA, they send me a care package every 3 months.
Awesome.
That's enough of the, you know, little ear pads, the solution and the little pads. In fact, I think I have the newer model because I also have little like stick it pads.
Oh,
self-adhesive
electrodes is what we call those. Yeah. Those are really good for like post-operative or like an injury, you know, acute pain. So yes, that is another option of treating pain.
Yeah. And it's cool because, you know, that's Anyone kind of looking at like, well, I've got to get this alpha stem, and then, you know, there's all these like pieces I've got to get on top of that. For the veterans signed up through the VA, you know, you can go through Whole Health and they'll send you the care package. It comes in the mail now for me. It's like clicking the button to refill a prescription.
Right.
And it just shows up every 3 months. And there I go. I've got fresh solution. I've got fresh pads for all the different attachments. The only thing I cover down on is the couple of batteries, which is not a big deal because they seem to last forever. Mm-hmm. In the Alpha Stem, which is really cool. One thing I would ask you, because I'm also retired from the military, so I have, you know, TRICARE Prime Select. Do you guys work with TRICARE as well?
So at this time for retirees, it is not covered. If you have any active duty service members that are listening to your podcast, we can assist you there because it's covered under supplemental care funds. But right now we do not have coverage under TRICARE. We are working on some research that hopefully will be published in the next year or two that will change that and put us on policy and make it easier, but not right now.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. Feel free to add me into your research. I've got the, you know, the who's who's of the typical list of combat veterans, and I'm a owner and a user of the Alpha Stem, right? Yep. A lot of good information, a lot of good data. So, are there, like, we've discussed kind of the anxiety, we've discussed some of the pain. Are there other applications for the Alpha Stem as well?
You know, our cleared indications are anxiety, insomnia, and pain. And that's a lot whenever you're talking about an individual device. So we're very happy to be able to help, especially like those chronic pain patients who also, because of that chronic pain, have anxiety, insomnia. It gives you one device with mild and self-limiting side effects. And when I say mild and self-limiting, I mean less than 1% will get side effects. And the side effect is usually for doing ear clips, you might get a headache. And if you treat longer, the headache's going to go away. Or you might get some redness at the electrode side if you're very fair complected. And that's it. I mean, you know, really the worst that can happen is nothing, typically, is what we say. So it's just a great option to be able to give you relief without those really negative side effects.
Yeah, and I want to draw to a secondary. I know you're talking about, you said very specifically what Alpha Stem is cleared for. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important because that's where the research has gone in medically. Like when I'm going into my provider, those are the things that, you know, I'm dealing with, and that's what I'm going to get it prescribed for. Right. For the veteran population, though, what I want you to think about, right, is a lot of this anxiety or chronic pain, a lot of these things that the Alpha Stem is cleared to treat for, usually those lead to other things that we as veterans do, right? Like I'll raise my hand, you know, the self-medication with alcohol, or just refusing to want to keep taking the meds because of all the side effects, right? Like not the insomnia, not being able to sleep.
I've heard that a lot. Yeah. They don't like the medication. And we do hear often that the technology is more attractive to them. Probably because it's new in the first place. I mean, thinking, hey, this is something new, I want to try it. But then the bigger attraction is, oh, wow, I'm not going to have the side effects that I do with the drugs or the other negative things that you self-medicate with.
Well, and we think about kind of those follow-up effects, right? So if I, as a veteran, decide one day, like, hey, I'm going to stop taking my meds because I don't like the secondary side effects, then I'm not sleeping well anymore. Mm-hmm. Now I have a much, much shorter fuse. So as I mentioned, right, like chaos of the morning, I don't necessarily have the energy or the patience or whatever to be able to, in a healthy manner, show up for my kids and my spouse and make sure that they're set up for success. They go have a great day. Yeah. And one of the things I've talked about in my kind of journey is for quite a while, I felt like the dark cloud in the storm. And I felt like the only thing I could do was basically, you know, show up into the room and bring the thunder and lightning. And that was passing all of the battles I was having caused by my trauma, right? With my depression, anxiety, insomnia, PTSD, so on and so forth. And I was putting that onto my kids and my spouse, right?
Yep.
So, you know, when you start saying like, okay, I don't want to be the dark cloud of the storm anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay, I should take my meds. I don't want to take my meds. Okay, well, then there's this device that I can use instead. Mm-hmm. And now, yes, it's going to handle the big things that we're talking about, right? The insomnia, anxiety, depression.
Right.
The secondary effect, though, is it's going to allow me, the user, to now in the mornings show up in a way where my family's like, oh, we're glad dad's awake, yeah. right? Versus like, let's tiptoe around because we want to let dad sleep, right?
Well, you know, you reminded me of an interaction that I had with a veteran and his wife. And this is in the very beginning before we were able to really get it through the VA. And he ended up doing a self-purchase. And so for those self-purchases, one of the things I didn't mention is that we have a 30-day money-back guarantee. So you can actually try it for 30 days. And if it doesn't work for you or you just don't like the color of it, you can send it back to us. And all it is a 10% restocking fee. So I'm working with this veteran and we're getting close to the 30-day mark. And I'm calling just to check on him and, you know, to see how I can help. And his wife answers the phone and I asked for him and she said, may I ask who's calling? I said, yeah, this is Tanya with AlphaStim. And she goes, okay, wait a minute. Before I go get him, I have to tell you something. I said, okay, what? And she goes, do not let him send it back. I don't care what he says. Don't let him send it back. I'm like, okay, I'll do my best, but I can't make him keep it. But it was cute, you know, and you're right. The family absorbs what's going on with you. And they see that. And sometimes they're also in this situation, they're your best gauge of how you're doing because AlphaStim yeah. has a subtle change. It's not like a boom. Like I said, we're going to put you to sleep or you're going to have this amazing, immediate experience every time you use it. It's very subtle because yeah. it's getting you back into balance. And so sometimes that being that subtle, it can take someone outside of you to be able to say, yeah, I can see a huge difference because your cloud is starting to lift, but you're not quite sure because it hasn't had that dramatic effect that sometimes medicine can do. But yeah, the family is definitely involved and we're happy that we can help in that way as well.
Yeah, awesome. And a cool story. So what else? What else should we know? Would you like to tell us about the AlphaStim?
I just want you to know that, we are here to do whatever we can to help. We have a great customer service team. On top of that, we have a great clinical support team. We've got reps all over the country. And so, as you're walking this journey out with our product, you're not alone. We're here with you. And so that means that if you're having issues with it, you're having technical difficulties, it's got a 5-year warranty. So we're standing behind what we offer you. And we're going to pick up and we're going to help you, to get the most out of your device. Our clinical support team, all of this is free. All of this is free because we want to take care of you. And I can tell you that our company as a whole has a passion. A real passion and a heart for our veterans and our service members. And we truly appreciate everything that you've done for us.
Yeah. And I would say on the veteran side, right? Like, you know, I mentioned like, yeah, okay. So this was prescribed to me. I'm the primary, I use it. However, it doesn't mean, I mean, I've gone so far as, so my daughter has massive test taking anxiety. I've gone so far as to have her use it, you know, before she goes to school for a test
right.
to help her kind of calm down.
Right. It is good for anxiety for sure. Because yeah. it's a prescription device, we won't be able to suggest that to you.
Right.
But definitely we have users of test anxiety in that way that use it successfully. So yes.
And then the other thing I want to mention for all the, you know, veterans out there who are like, oh, this thing looks pretty cool. I'm not sure when I'd use it, how I'd use it. It does have a lanyard. You can put it on your head. I've also gone so far as to take the little clip and kind of like clip it into a jacket or something like that. You could probably clip it onto your belt. That can make sense too. And I would say like where you use it, like I've been a passenger, not the driver, but I've been a passenger in the car. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't drive with it on. That is one of the things we say don't do.
Yeah. Don't need to fall asleep on the wheel. However, I've been a passenger in a car, and sometimes, you know, when we're dealing with all these different things, being a passenger car, especially if it's a long car ride, we just start to like, you know, and I use it as a passenger in a car. It's so easy to use, and it's so portable. You know, laying on the couch, watching some TV before I go to bed, whatever it is, it's not hard to use like some devices where you're like, you know, honestly hooking 100 different things.
And you can actually do it when you're working on your computer. You know, you can do it when you're sitting down watching TV. It's not like you have to put the ear clips on and like just zone out and, you know, being a do nothing. That is not how AlphaStim is. I would say that one of the things that we really have barely touched on was the anxiety portion of AlphaStim and what you can expect with anxiety. We've talked about pain and, you know, how the results are there. We've talked about insomnia being least predictable and cumulative. But with anxiety, typically what we see with anxiety when you're using AlphaStim is that you get a good response with the first treatment. So that means you're more relaxed, you know, you're calmer. I often, which is really funny, I often hear people say, oh, wow, I feel like I just had a couple of glasses of wine. But I'm just pulled up and showing you a study that was done out of the Liberty University. It is a double blind study. And you can see that the active group had reported 3 times more improvement than the sham group. So it is very effective for anxiety as well. And that's the indication. Pain and anxiety are our 2 indications that typically you're going to see a response, a noticeable response with the first treatment, where insomnia, it may take several treatments.
Yeah. And I, you know, I do think it helps a lot with the anxiety, which can be a huge drainer for energy. And again, when we're able, you know, when us veterans who are dealing with all these things, when we're able to put some of that energy back into the tank, because it's not going to that anxiety, then that's more energy you have to show up and interact with, whether it's friends or family or whoever it is. And it just kind of slowly, like, and I agree with what you said, it's slow, gradual changes over time. It's not, you're going to use it and boom, you know, it's all amazing. And I'll also say, if you stop using it, right, for an extended period of time, then yeah, you might, maybe the pain starts to kind of creep back in, or maybe the anxiety starts to come back up. That's why I keep saying, like, use it consistently.
Well,
right?
And you know, our protocol is to use it daily for 3 to 6 weeks until you find that optimum level of benefit from AlphaStim. And then at that point, we actually suggest that you go to maintenance, and maintenance can be every other day for the first month. And then if you're still maintaining those benefits, then you can go to once or twice a week. I will tell you that it's not uncommon that when a patient goes to maintenance, that they think, oh, wow, I'm fixed. I'm good. I don't need this anymore, because they're not using it every day. And then maybe 3-4 months down the road, then they start seeing that some of their symptoms are creeping back. And we got this one doctor we work with. He said they come into his office and it's like, oh, doc, man, I feel terrible. I'm not sleeping, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he says, okay, well, how often are you using your AlphaStim? And then he says, you can see the light bulb go on. I haven't been using it at all, so I need to get back to using it. So he says it usually just happens one time, and they figure out that it is something that is very helpful maintenance-wise. And then you can use it if you have a breakthrough, if you have certain incidences that happen. I don't have the graph for it to share with you, but we had a study that was done out of UK where they actually tracked patients 12 weeks after they stopped treatment. And that goes along with what I'm sharing with you now. They saw that benefit maintained, but, you know, and we would assume that after the 3 months, as we hear the feedback, that if they still had some issues, that some of their symptoms might be returning. But the nice thing is that you already have the device in your home at that point, you just go back to using it. It's not like you have to go get a prescription. You know, you've got it there for you because it's already been, you know, dispensed to you on the order of a provider.
For sure. Well, a lot of great information. I'm going to throw a question your way and let you think about it, which is a question we ask pretty much all our guests at this point. If you could jump into a time machine, go back in time and give your younger self one piece of advice, what would it be? So think about that for a second. And while you're thinking about that, for all our listeners, do us a favor, reach down there, hit the like and subscribe button. We will have the AlphaStim link in the notes, so you can go direct there and check that out. You can message the AlphaStim support team to ask more questions. We'll also have the link to Operation Red Wing Foundation, which is, as I mentioned, where I was introduced to the AlphaStim device, fell in love with it over the course of the weekend and got with my providers and was able to get one. And now, as I've mentioned, you know, the VA through Whole Health is sending me a care package every 3 months. So I'm getting everything I need for free. If you haven't done it already, hit those links, check it out. A lot of good information. And the retreats through ORW Foundation, they're free for veterans, spouses. We have couples retreats and family retreats. And I've been through all of them, and I recommend them all. So Tanya, hit us with that life-changing piece of information you would give to your younger self if you could jump into a time machine.
So really, I'm the kind of person that feels like that everything we go through is helps us become a better person. So I'm not sure that there's anything life-changing, I mean, you know, big that I would share other than maybe possibly taking care of myself better, you know, as opposed to taking care of everybody else around me. And I think veterans, active duty service members, first responders, I think we're all guilty of that. So I would probably say do a little better job at taking care of myself.
And, you know, to give the AlphaStim one more set of props, right? This is a self-care device. And as we mentioned, you know, one of the things I'll do is I'll throw it on laying on the couch, watching a TV show or something. You know, maybe it's family movie night. I can throw it on while we're doing family movie night. It is a way to sneak some self-care in there.
Absolutely.
Without having to, you know, necessarily like, okay, I'm gonna go to the gym. I mean, still go to the gym, right? Like, or go on your walks or whatever that routine is. However, it's just one more piece, because that self-care piece, again, goes back to us having energy to then show up for our family, our friends, like all those important situations.
Yeah.
Well, Tanya, I super appreciate you being on the show today.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
Absolutely. Sharing everything you have. For our listeners, I'm your host as always, Guy, for The Unseen Journey, hosted by Operation Red Wings Foundations. Hit the like, subscribe, drop us a comment. Go check out more information about the AlphaStim, and we will all see you soon.
Thank you.
We appreciate you tuning in to The Unseen Journey. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. If you're a veteran or a supporter of veterans, please think about contributing to ORWF at orwfoundation.org to help veterans in their transition. We also extend an invitation to veterans to explore our retreat opportunities where they can connect with peers and embark on a healing journey. For additional resources, visit our website at orwfoundation.org. Our heartfelt thanks to Operation Red Wings Foundation for making this podcast possible. Together, we can make the unseen journey a little easier for our veterans. Until next time, take care.